Hey everybody, this is Melissa Rowe, and a good evening to you all. It's been a pretty quiet, relaxing day here today. Not much is going on, but Audio Mo doesn't fail, so you get an Audio Mo every day from most of the people that have been doing the challenge. I noticed there were a few people having a few difficulties with Audio Mo this, you know, for this past week. It's been a pretty crazy day. Today, first day of summer and Father's Day. Oh, I hope you guys are having a fantastic day. It's been a pretty good day for us. It's, you know, not bad. Can't say much about it. It's kind of a quiet day here. Of course, a couple of people called to wish Jeremy a happy Father's Day, even though he doesn't have children, but they consider Zappa like his boy, so he was wished a happy Father's Day today. And that's pretty much all we did. So, first day of summer, and it went up to 111 today. Ouch. Yeah. And I haven't gotten an update on the lake fire, but I do know it's still burning pretty crazy. The one in Thermal was finally put out. That took a few days. Just a lot of fires going on all over the states. I've been following Cal Fire. They've been, you know, the Cal Fire has been tweeting a lot of their updates. Although, I did send a mention, I don't know who's controlling the Cal Fire Twitter account, but I did send a mention and noticed that they were not giving any lake fire updates. They were giving Grapefruit, which was the fire on Grapefruit Boulevard in Thermal here in the Coachella Valley. They gave the Grapefruit, they've been giving fires, what is it, there was one in Madera County, I believe. I know Madera's a city. Is Madera a county as well? I don't have a map in front of me either. Even so, I wouldn't be able to tell. But yeah, so there's fires all over the darn state. It's just, with this drought and everything, it's just unbelievable how these things are going. But yeah, not much of an Audio Mo thing today, but I wanted to come out and say Happy Father's Day to all the proud pops out there. I'm sure you're all, you know, just very happy to be dads, whether your child is a little tyke still in your arms or a growing bundle of joy or a fully grown man or woman. You know, we hope that you and your children have a great, you know, relationship. I always tell people when they say, oh, I can't stand my dad, or I hate my dad, or whatever, when they say stuff like that, I tell them, you know, there are people out there that don't even have their fathers that would give anything to be with their fathers. And, you know, you and your dad may have a strained relationship, and it may be that your father was causing that strain, and if that's the case, you know, it still could be worked on. I know some people whose relationships with their fathers were strained because of abuse and other problems that their father caused them. And it's kind of hard in that situation to try and mend a relationship because the trust has been damaged. That's a pretty touchy subject. But for those that just don't want to talk to their dads just because, you know, that's a waste, you know. Maybe their dad doesn't like talking to them, and maybe, you know, one of these Father's Days, hopefully, a father and son or a father and daughter relationship can be mended and hopefully improve. That's kind of hard, because I'm not saying that it's nice to hold grudges, because honestly, I think that people should stop holding grudges. I think people should forgive. But if there's been some domestic violence or anything of that nature, that damages trust. And that's kind of a hard thing to bounce back from. It's Luckily, I didn't have any of that with my dad, but he died 13 years ago, as I said in a previous audio. So these kind of days are kind of emotional for me because, you know, my father's not around, and it's pretty sad, but we're doing what we can. So yeah, he died March 6th of 2002. I wasn't quite yet 18 yet. I was still a teenager and still having to live in a pretty serious situation. You know, it was pretty crazy. So that's just very interesting. So I hope everybody's having a good day today. I would say that today is kind of an emotional day for me too, because when I look around, I, unfortunately, my dad's death didn't bring the family close together. It unfortunately tore the family apart. And although there are, you know, relationships where people are on speaking terms, there's just still this visible tension in the air. And so you want to get together with the family, you want to reunite everybody, but then you know that something really bad's going to happen. It unfortunately, you know, tore the family apart, and it happened in a way that my dad would not have wanted it to happen. And I look around, and I'm thankful for my husband and for a roof over my head and stuff like that, but it also brings tears to my eyes when I think about the family situation. And the heartache. I know this is not what my dad wanted for us, and it's a pretty kind of a dismal and dark time for the family, even though people are off doing their own thing. You know, it's just, you know, there's still a lot of grudges in the family, unfortunately, that I wish people would let go of, you know, really think about that song, you know, "Let There Be Peace on Earth," and "Let It Begin With Me." I think about the lyrics to that song, and I know that song's probably for a different situation, but I think about the family, our family situation, and it's pretty interesting. And, you know, I was being reflective in one of my audio booths, and somebody actually tweeted me and said, "Well, it sounds like you're in a wrong relationship." And I said, you know, my husband doesn't intentionally hold me back. You know, there are things that I wish he would kind of grow out of or get better at, but he doesn't do that to me on purpose. And for somebody who doesn't even know me to tell me I'm in a wrong relationship, that's a pretty harsh judgment. Very, very harsh. And I think that with people, you know, around this time, Father's Day, right now, relationships matter more than anything. Especially because my dad isn't here, and I lost relationships over this specific thing. It's been crazy because I told somebody a long time ago that I was just out of curiosity, there was a free internet radio station that did psychic readings. And obviously, I was the skeptic, and I like to put people to the test and see just what it is they come up with. And now I'm not saying anything bad or horrible against people who claim to be psychics. I believe that God gives people an ability to be more intuitive into certain things. That's really a hard subject for me to go into, especially, you know, with me being Christian and all. I do believe, you know, like in the Bible, Joseph interpreted dreams and stuff like that. I do believe people have that sort of intuitive ability and they can tap into things like that. But I don't necessarily believe that everybody that's out there in the business really is what they say they are. And it was proof in the situation. There was a medium on this free radio station and I called her up. And she gave me information. Well, the first thing she started out with was, it was his heart that killed your dad, wasn't it? And I, you know, of course, at first it kind of stunned me for a minute. And then I thought, no, wait, a lot of dads get killed by heart problems. She probably just came up with that. And that was her first guess. And that was her first lucky guess. But then every other piece of information she gave me was very, very, very invalid. And she would try to describe a little boy to me with curly hair. And maybe my dad had curly hair, maybe he didn't, but my father would never do that. My father would never send somebody a picture to describe to me because he knew I couldn't see. And so this lady was not giving me legitimate information. And that was the only time I ever, you know, did that with somebody. And I was just kind of like, well, let's see what this lady can tell me. I was kind of approaching it as, well, it's a free reading, so you get what you pay for, kind of a, maybe it was a negative attitude about it, but, you know, being the fact that I identify with the Christian faith, I really didn't want to necessarily believe everything that this lady was going to tell me right off the bat. And I do think stuff like that is fascinating. But I believe they're works of God. If somebody calls you and says, well, I have you on my heart, I just had this feeling, this premonition that something is going on, or, you know, call it intuition, call it what you may, I think it's a God-given ability. And, you know, some people can agree with me or disagree, but unfortunately, I tweeted about the situation. I'll be right there, babe. I'll be right there, babe. I tweeted about the situation. I'm going to put on the news because it's 11 o'clock. Anyway.
Echo was flown to a landing zone at La Mirada in Sunny Dunes Road.
Officials
say they evaluated it and released it at the scene. The horizon at the lake fire has grown to over 17,000 acres. The wildfire burning in the San Bernardino Mountains is only 19% contained. It is inching closer to the high desert area where homes were destroyed by fire not long ago.
Oof.
Alexander Pierce reports.
Yeah, so I'm going to be watching the news, but basically I lost a friend over that because there was a tweet sent out about it, and she contacted me and said, well, how do I know you're truly Christian if you're doing this? And it was a total slap to my face, and it was really just me wanting to see what this lady was going to say. It wasn't me denouncing my Christian faith or anything. I was just curious. Of course, the lady gave me illegitimate information. I was kind of expecting that, but, you know, I don't want to say anything wrong about any particular person, but I've been trying for many, many days to find out, or not for many days, but for many years, it's been hard to accept the death of my father. So, yeah, so the fire is still burning out of control. But anyways, guys, I'm going to disappear off here and just checking in on this Father's Day. And I will be back with a hopefully happier audio mo tomorrow. I've got an appointment at the college. We're going to decide on what I'm going to do for the next semester, get the section numbers, get everything in order, and go home and get ready for next month. July 20th is school registration, so yay. Or fall registration, I should say. Okay, folks, well, take care and have a nice evening.